Welcome back. This is a little awkward, so I said I wouldn't miss another podcast episode. I lied, just a little bit. And the reason behind that is I am changing the format of this show. I'm also changing when I publish this podcast. So consulting with other podcasters and just consulting with some fans, I've come to the conclusion that I am posting way too much. Meaning like I'm going over quantity versus quality of shows. And that's not fair to you guys as the listeners. It's not fair to me too. I generally try and do my best with these shows. And if I'm half-assing it or quarter-assing it, then it does no one any good whatsoever. So I first want to apologize. I still have loyal fans. You guys are awesome. I've had or received really great feedback over the past few months of starting this podcast. And I've also gotten some really great feedback from podcasters. And so I am restructuring the format, working out some of the kinks, and moving forward, I'm only going to be publishing Wednesdays and Sundays. So it'll just be like a hump day episode where in the middle of the week, my job as a podcaster, and I'd like to think your friend, is propel you through the rest of the week. And then Sundays, shoot the shit Sundays, will be to prepare you for the week. So I think it's just a better schedule. It's going to be better on me too, because hopefully if the job that I put in for hires me here in the next couple months, it's a process, I won't have as much time to even put out 4 podcasts a week. It's just going to be, it's going to be a little bit more demanding hourly than the job I have right now. Plus selling CBD oil, which if you haven't picked up yours yet, go to philosapothecary.com, check out our prices, best prices in town, guaranteed. But I'm just not going to have enough time to put out quality podcasts, and that's not fair to you guys. So going forward, I'm going to have more structured shows with, I think, a better format for you guys. Beginning with I Can't Even. So the show's I Can't Even, but I'm going to start having, you know, whatever is on my mind for the week to rant about. So right now, I can't even stand being quarantined anymore. It's been a blessing and a curse. A curse because I do enjoy knocking doors and selling, or not even really the process of selling, although the aspect of getting a deal, best feeling in the world, but I do miss that fulfillment of work. And so being home all day, I've been trying to stay busy like many of us, by reading, stretching, working out, and just busy stuff. I've tidied every day, which I normally don't. I usually, if I tidy, it's going to be, you know, I folded the blankets on the couch or I made the bed every morning. But lately I've been like, everything's reset, which is really good for my mental space, but it's just become monotonous. Like, great, I wake up at 7:30, work out, eat breakfast, tidy, and then read. Like, thankfully, my job sent me some numbers where I can cold call, because I was trying to do it on Yellow Pages, but Yellow Pages sucks. It is just absolute garbage. I called like 10 numbers from Yellow Pages and it was all do, do, do. We're sorry. Yada, yada. You know the memo when a line has been disconnected. So I've been trying to stay busy. And initially when this all started, it was like, oh great, I'm gonna have more time, like guiltless time where I can be home and it's okay to be home. But man, I am just not even bored. Like that's not, I don't think that's the appropriate word that I'm looking for, because if you're bored, you're a boring person. I'm still like doing stuff throughout the day, but none of it's making me money. And the fulfillment level is low compared to the actual fulfillment of work. So, yeah. So I can't stand that. I can't stand this whole COVID thing. I can't stand the fact that there's no toilet paper. Like, I saw the memes and all that, and I was like, oh, okay, like, that's funny. Everybody's flocking to toilet paper. It's no joke. There is no effing toilet paper. So I went, and I'm sure that's different other places, but here in Laredo, there's, in Texas, there's a grocery chain called HEB, and my wife and I went shopping, I think it was Saturday or so, Saturday morning, and I posted it. If you follow me on Facebook, I posted on my story. That was the toilet paper aisle. There was none, right? Where there's usually an aisle of like, I don't know, 300 packages, like packages of toilet paper. There's five. It's nuts. And we were there in the morning. It's not like we went there in the evening. We went in the morning. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning. So this just, it's ridiculous. I can't stand the panic buying. And I still stand to this. COVID-19 is a very serious thing. And I've definitely changed my mind from when I was earlier, like the early reportings on my podcast of COVID-19. Definitely didn't take this situation as serious as it required. But I still, I said one thing and I will continue to say this one thing. The panic is worse than the virus. Period. If you take the proper protocols, and most states and most municipalities are in, like, what is it, stay home or sheltering or whatever it is, right? We're in quarantine. Stay home. It's not that difficult, right? Just stay home. I know my brother-in-law, he's younger, right? He's 18. He wants to be out and about. It's like, dude, just stay home, right? Go to work, come home, chill, right? Like, everyone's now given a reason to be as lazy as you want at home. And I get it. Like, I still have to pay bills. So I still have to find some work. And I still have to close deals, but if you're okay and you've planned ahead, take this time to enjoy your family. Don't go out and buy all the toilet paper and all the food and all that. It is so ridiculous. I don't know how many times our grocery chains have actually, like, they've put out notices. HEB, our Walmart, our Target has literally put out notice saying stop panic buying. And everyone has just disregarded that, except for us. I went to just go buy one package. That was it. Like, come on. How much toilet paper are you using? So it was mind blowing. And what I was saying earlier is I saw the memes, but it didn't hit me until I personally saw it, where I was like, oh my gosh, like, it's not just a bunch of internet trolls. It is for real. People are, and I can't say that everyone's stupid, right? It's people are afraid. But to buy toilet paper, that doesn't make any sense. Where they all, I believe, all grocery chains have said, we will continue operations per usual. And we'll just take the proper precautions that we can. Obviously, if you're going to go to the grocery store, you're going to be exposed. Period. Walmart can't limit the amount of patrons to 10 people. It's an acre. It's the store itself is the size of an acre. I don't know if anyone knew that, but fun fact, right? It is, most retail establishments like Best Buy and stuff like that are about 40 to 44,000 square feet, which is just about an acre. I think an acre is like 45, 46. Don't quote me on that. I have no idea. Right. But they're big. So for them to justify only having 10 people in there, that's not enough to keep the lights on at a time, right? And we have to think about the economic needs as well. Unfortunately, that's the system that we've set up. Now, that could change, right? We could easily tomorrow change our entire capitalistic system and change to more of a socialist system. And we already are a socialistic, capitalistic democracy, right? But we could. Paper is just imaginary. Currency is imaginary. We don't actually require it, but we've told ourselves for so long that we need it that it's now required to do business. But who knows? Maybe the grocery chains will just be like, F it. It's all for free. I doubt it, but I can't stand that. And I can't even like leave the house and look at everyone just like panicking. Thankfully, there's no riots here in town. I haven't heard any riots of any riots. But if this thing shuts down for, you know, longer than 6 months, people are going to really start panicking. People are already panicking right now, and it's just the beginning. I can only imagine what's going to happen, you know, by July, August, September, where this still isn't resolved. I can only imagine. So I'm hoping to everyone that listens to this and to everyone who's not but will listen to this eventually, I hope you're safe. I hope that you have shelter and food and toilet paper to wipe your bum. And I hope that you find some kind of peace and sanctuary in this podcast, in my vlog, in my blog, and my Facebook posts. If you haven't followed me on Facebook, you really should. You can find me at Lakota Tow, LAKOTA, last name TOW, like tow truck. You can follow my personal page. That's fine. You can also follow my the brand page, I Can't Even, at I Can't Even blog at Facebook. You can just type in I Can't Even and it will pop up. I'm the only page with that name, thankfully. So, yeah, that's it. I hope everyone's doing okay. If you don't need to leave the house, just don't. Just hang out. Read a book. Right now, I guess I should tell you guys what I'm reading. I am listening to Steve Jobs by, oh my God, Isaac Walterson, something like that. I really need to learn his name. He's like a big time biographer, and I just cannot for the likes of me remember his name ever. And then I'm also rereading Plato. So I'm rereading The Apology and the Trials, Socrates' Trials and Trial, and just revisiting some of my philosophical roots. I feel like in this time right now where we have the abundance of spare time to reflect and ponder on our actions in the past and the future and right now, I think this is just a beautiful time to explore some of the great thinkers again. So I've probably read this text, I would say at least 5 times, starting in high school and then all the way through college. Referencing Plato and Socrates and Aristotle pretty often. So it's just been fun. I've looked at it as more of like a fun thing for me. And anytime you reread text, you find something new, just like rewatching a show or rewatching a movie, right? If you have a favorite show, like my thing is like sitcoms, right? Anytime I watch a sitcom like The Office or Parks and Recreation, or The Big Bang Theory, I always find something new that I didn't spot before. And it's one new thing that I will forever enjoy going forward. And then when I watch it again, I'll find something new. And it's the same thing when you reread a book. I am, can't say that I've reread all the books that I've read before, but a lot of them. I would say about at least 60% of the books that I've read, I've at least read once more or halfway through again, at least. And it's just because I know that I'll find something else. So if you're looking for something to do while you're home and you're not a big reader, maybe try. Maybe pick something easy like a novel or a drama, something that like isn't too taxing and will grip you and your attention immediately, right? Like some Dean Koontz or Stephen King or any of those Pulp Fiction writers. I mean, those guys sell a lot of books for a reason. And it's because they have a great formula, and it's an easy one to follow, and it's an easy one to enjoy. Plus, if you don't have Stephen King on Twitter, you really should. He is hilarious. But anyways, guys, there's not going to be any two random facts on this episode, and there's not going to be an intro and outro. So, again, I apologize for not having an episode on Sunday. can't say that it won't happen again. I can just only do my best that going forward every Wednesday and Sunday. And I'm going to try and make it the morning so that those that commute, like, shout out to my moms. Shout out to my mom. I know her wife usually works from home. And shit, I guess my mom's working from home too. Never mind. I mean, shout out to them. I love them. They're great. But I know my mom usually listens to the podcast when she commutes. But there's no commuting right now for the next several months. So, awkward. So, I'm still going to try and put these out in the mornings so that you can enjoy it throughout the day instead of trying to catch it in the evening or the next day. And tell me what you guys think. And tell me if there's anything. Definitely, like, I'm always open for ideas. I'm very new to this. I've learned so much over the past several months of starting the podcast. And I hope to continue to learn 5, 10, 15 years down the road because this is something that I'm truly passionate about improving on and coming up with great bits or great content for you guys. So definitely put in, like, DM me on all social media, or you can email me at icontevenblog@gmail.com. Or hit me up on Facebook. If you have my number, text me, call me. I would love to have you on the podcast for a Shoot the Shit Sunday episode. And that's it. And I don't even know what episode number this is. So it's just Wednesday. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. And thank you so much for the support. I'm out. Peace.